Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin leads Iowa 27-26 at halftime. One of the issues of this ever-changing landscape of college athletics is NIL and how it affects recruiting. I asked Rob Humble about it.
I think that's a huge issue, probably more so on the mid-major level, where you think about some of these teams that play the mid-major teams in the non-conference, and you have a good game, and these kids might be getting recruited out of the handshake line. But it also, what's to stop some of the blue bloods from looking at, you know, Big Ten or Big 12 or any program and offering a substantial amount of money to go play? Yes, that is a major problem. It's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out. But I just don't see how, if you're a mid-major coach, how do you build a team like I was a ball boy for Homer Drew as a kid. How do you build the 98 Bible Crusaders? Now, he's lucky his son's the best player, Bryce Drew. He's probably not leaving his dad, but there are other good players. You know, those guys are getting picked off by bigger schools. So I worry about that, because I think that's the best part of the NCAA tournament, is some of the upsets and some of the great moments that we've had. But unfortunately, the can of worms is open, and here we are where we're at, and I don't know how you fix that.
The comments of Robbie Hummel. When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Badgers lead by one at the half, 27-26 over Iowa. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Iowa just 9 of 29 for the floor, 1 of 12 from the arc, 7 of 9 at the foul line. The Badgers, when they're not turning it over, they've been productive. 12 of 23 from the field, 1 of 7 from long range, 2 of 4 at the free throw line. 8 first half turnovers for Wisconsin. Points off turnovers, 11-6 in favor of Iowa. Hawkeyes have committed 3 turns. Just 3 assists for Wisconsin in the first half and 4 for Iowa. A really good assist team, but they've been trouble making shots in the first half. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Our score at the half, Wisconsin 27, Iowa 26. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Well, the Badgers and Iowa met in December. It was 27-27 at the half, and then business picked up in the second half, and then obviously more so in overtime. Well, it's 27-26. Wisconsin leads Iowa as we start the second half of game number 2 between these two teams.
I'm sorry, do you think Greg Gard would agree to sit Crowell for the second half, that McCaffrey would sit Chris Murray for the second half? Crowell has actually outscored him with fewer minutes.
Yeah.
Both got into foul trouble. Crowell has 2 points. Chris Murray is 0 for 3. He's been held under 10 points once all season.
I think your question, it's more likely we're going to have an 80-degree day tomorrow.
Probably. They keep this in mind, too. Over the last 3 halves of basketball, Iowa's 4 of 36 from the 3-point arc.
And here is a team that shoots at 35% in Big Ten play. Second half underway. Hawkeyes with the first possession moving to our left. With the ball is Chris Murray on the left wing. Operates against Tyler Wall. A pass for Perkins at the top. Flips to Connor McCaffrey. Quick pass, Philip Rabracha against Crowell. Shot clock at 13. Here's Euless trying to turn the corner. Steps back. Foul line jumper. Banked it in over a season. Aaron Euless with 6. 28-27 Iowa. Opening minute of the second half. The Hawkeyes, they pressed throughout the first half. They're pressing early in the second. Badgers moving to our right. Tyler Wall up the floor. Drawing a double, throws to Hepburn, still in the backcourt. Chucky with a bounce pass to Asijan, breaking the mid-stripe. And now Hepburn will throw it to Max Klesman, high on the right. A screen from Crowell, a pass for Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky goes into Crowell, left of the lane against Rabracha. Backing is Crowell, back he turns, left shoulder, up right hand, good. 4 for Crowell, Badgers lead 29-28. Here's Euless, front court of the right wing. A minute gone by second half. Euless slips a pass to Rabracha, backing on Crowell. Trying to draw that foul, no foul called, and the shot is up and in from Rabracha. He has 7. 30-29 Iowa. Minute 10 gone by second half. Klesman to the front court. Figure Iowa's going to test Crowell, see if they can get that third foul on him, and perhaps likewise the Badgers against Chris Murray. With the ball is Hepburn. He'll throw to Asijan between the arcs. Asijan gets a screen from Crowell. Connor throws it in the Crowell screen, and Ross slam dunk. Steven Crowell. Here's Wisconsin the lead, 31-30. Trading buckets early in the second half. Perkins on the right side. Minute 40 gone by, second half. Perkins a bounce for Connor McCaffrey at the top of the circle. And now he retreats between the arcs. A screen from Rabracha. Now a throw to Rabracha. Working on Crowell in the lane. One pump goes up right hand. Good. Philip Rabracha with 9. And it's 32-31. And a pass, a soft pass for Klesman. Broken up at half court by Connor McCaffrey. Tapped it out of bounds. 32-31 Iowa. About 2 minutes into the second half.
Battle of the low post with Rabracha and Crowell over the last few possessions.
Rocha with 9, Crowell with 6 here tonight. Hepburn throwing to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell against Rabracha. Throwing to Connor Resegian off the right wing against McCaffrey. Goes up and he was fouled. Shot was missed as Resegian sent to the floor. And the freshman will head to the free throw line.
Gives you an idea of how quick Resegian is, especially off the first step, because Connor McCaffrey's one of the better defenders in this conference.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, for a team that's really not known for its defense, Iowa, McCaffrey just does a lot of those little things. Sixth year senior, smart.
Tough.
Yes. First free throw for Resegian is too long, no good. 88% free throw shooter is Connor coming into the game. 32-31 Iowa, 17:50 remaining. Second free throw coming up for Connor Resegian. And he's good with the second. Hit a 3 in the first half. He has 59 for the season. That's one behind the freshman record holder, Brad Davison. Set that back in 2018. Here's Aaron Ulis on the right side. Throws to Connor McCaffrey. Feeds the brought to top of the circle. Now Chris Murray. Quick pass into Perkins. Perkins at the free throw line. Backing on Wall. Slips to Ulis. Quick pass again to Perkins. 10 on the shot clock. Connor McCaffrey covered up by Klesman. Feeds Perkins to the right side. Dribbles off the wing. In the lane. Floats it up right hand. Rolls around and out. No good. Tyler Wall. Another rebound. And here comes Wisconsin in a tie game at 32, 17-15 remaining. Hepburn throws to Crowell, right of the circle, throws it back to Chucky. Here's the drive, right of the lane, got cut off by Chris Murray. Hepburn throws to Resegian, left corner three on the way, and that's an air ball caught weak side by Connor McCaffrey. And he sprints up the floor, leads it to Perkins, steps into a three, left side, bangs off the back rim, no good. Rebound, tipped the Wall of Wisconsin. 3:05 gone by, second half, tied at 32. Hepburn up the left side of the front court on the wing, slips it in the crowd, low on the left, slam dunk. Steven Crowell with another dunk. 34-32 Wisconsin. 16:42 remaining. Ulis off the right wing. Ulis in the lane, up right hand over Resegian. Back iron no good. Rebound Crowell. Loops it to Hepburn. Up the right side comes Chucky to the front court. Darts a pass to Resegian. Good look at a three. Left corner, and that's too long. No good. Rebound Rabracha. Quick outlet to Perkins. On the dribble. Got by Resegian. Perkins, a little stop and go move in the lane. Turns it to Rabracha off the right elbow. Backing on Crowell. Turns it out to Chris Murray. Tries a three right corner, and he splashed it for his first points of the game. 35-34 Iowa. 16:10 remaining. Hepburn throwing to Klesman. Right side front court. Loops it into Crowell. Right block. Crowell against Connor McCaffrey. Stevie turns up right hand. Glass and rim no good. Murray the rebound for Iowa. And here comes Connor McCaffrey. Goes into Rabracha. Low on the left. He'll catch up over Wall. Missed it, but a foul called on Wall. Be the first on Tyler as we're at the under 16 media timeout. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:52 remaining. Iowa 35, Wisconsin 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. We want to recognize tonight's game sponsor, Alliant Energy. Big thanks to Alliant Energy for its support of Wisconsin Badger basketball. Alliant Energy powering beyond. 15:52 remaining. Iowa 35, Wisconsin 34.
You can see what happens if you make a mistake on Murray. Tyler Wall collapsed off Murray to help on Rabacha. The ball's kicked back into the corner. Murray has a wide open look, and what a great stroke. He drained that three.
He'll take about six a game, actually a little more than six threes per game on average. Philip Rabracha at the free throw line, and the first attempt is too long, no good. And a 66% foul shooter, and he is 1-for-3 now at the line so far tonight.
You mentioned his activity at the line this year. He shot over 100 free throws two seasons at North Dakota as well.
Second free throw is short. Rebound, Max Klesman. Rabracha missed them both. Iowa in Big Ten play as a team, 77% at the foul line. They get there a lot, and they convert at a high rate. The two misses from Rabracha. Now Tyler Wall sets the table for Wisconsin. Wall out front, throwing to Carter Gilmore. Back in there for the Badgers. Puts it on the deck. Backing in, draws the double right block. Right block, feeds Klesman off the right wing. Max in the lane, pivots out to Gilmore, high on the right. Leaves it for Hepburn for three on the right side, and that is off the glass and rim, no good. Chris Murray the rebound. Murray up the middle, throws to Euless on the left wing. Iowa up one, 15-15 remaining in Madison. Perkins throws at Connor McCaffrey, high on the right. McCaffrey trying to direct some traffic there. A little misread as he wisely slows things down. Now it's Chris Murray left of the lane against Jordan Davis. Murray starts to back on Davis. Still backing, turns. One pump, leans in, up, missed. Rebound, Wall. Good defense from Jordan Davis. And here comes Wall at the right side. A pass for Klesman on the right wing. Left hand flip to Hepburn outside the center circle. Wall setting the screen. Hepburn glides left, throws to Wall between the arcs. Hands off to Davis between the circles. A pass for Hepburn with 15 on the shot clock. Hepburn high on the right, throwing to Klesman left of the circle. Shot clock at 8. Max puts it on the deck in the lane. Pull up 14-footer. In and out, no good. Connor McCaffrey the rebound. Outlet to Tony Perkins. Left side of the front court is Perkins. Right hand hip-high dribble, throws to Connor McCaffrey. 14-20 remaining, 35-34 Iowa leading Wisconsin. Aaron Euless out front against Hepburn. Euless rocks the dribble. Surveys, feeds Murray, open off the screen, three in the air, right side off the rim, no good. McCaffrey a back tap to Perkins, second chance for Iowa. Tony Perkins high on the right. 14 minutes to play. 1-point lead for the Hawkeyes. Euless outside left. Rabracha the screen. Klesman works over it. Euless slips it into Rabracha. Low on the left, up and in. Rabracha with 11. 37-34 Iowa with 13:45 to play.
Offensive rebound pays off and second chance points.
Hawkeyes with 7 offensive rebounds in this game. With the ball is Jordan Davis outside right. Bounces to Klesman between the circles. A pass for Gilmore at the top. Gilmore backs off, flips to Hepburn, 10 to shoot. Chucky drives off the left wing in the lane. Tough shot off the glass and in. Hepburn with a grown man take. 37-36 Iowa, Euless the other way. Circles out to the left wing. Euless against Carter Gilmore. Is Euless sizing up Gilly right now? Euless, a little crossover off the wing, darts it out to Perkins off the right side. Perkins left of the lane, moving in on Hepburn. Perkins fades, flips 10 feet away. Good for Tony Perkins. He has 9. 39-36 Iowa with 12:55 to play.
Perkins loves that shot from about that spot on the floor,
yes,
too, doesn't he?
Does.
Wow.
He sure does. Here's Jordan Davis out front. Davis with a bounce for Gilmore, left of the circle. Gilmore, a feed for Klesman. Right point. Max against Perkins. Bounce pass Wall. Tyler backing on Connor McCaffrey. The double, a little show from Abraccio. Wall leaves it for Gilmore for three. Right pocket. And that's an air ball. Trying to dig it out. There's Jordan Davis. And he does. Up and in. He outfights Chris Murray. Oh, circle that moment. Jordan Davis with a big putback. 39-38 Iowa, 12:20 remaining. Euless gets fouled by Jordan Davis on the left wing. And that's the first on Jordan.
Jordan Davis was just able to tap the ball off Murray. Both were kind of stunned by the air ball itself. It's never easy to predict a shot like
yeah,
that.
Sometimes
they got caught flat-footed, both of them.
It was an old line. Sometimes shots are so bad they're good. Kamari McGee and Connor Esigen coming in. Hepburn and Klesman out. Stephen Crowell back in for Carter Gilmore. 12:19 to play, 39-38 Iowa. Fallon, Jordan Davis, his first team, second. Peyton Sanford on the floor for Iowa. Patrick McCaffrey as well, as Patrick hands off to Perkins, off the Rabracha screen. Perkins fades up left of the lane, no good. Rebound, Crowell lost it to Rabracha. Feeds Perkins, wide open three, left wing, missed it. And Kamari McGee will grab the board along the left baseline. A break for Wisconsin there as Iowa missed on the second chance. Jordan Davis goes into Crowell, right of the paint. Rabracha single coverage. Crowell dribbling, right block. Now it's McGee, goes into Walsh, quick spin, low on the left, up and in. Perkins went to the floor, and it's easy money for Tyler Wall, and it's an in where a flopping call actually against Perkins. Wall gets the bucket, Class B technical on the flop as we have the under 12 media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:44 remaining. Wisconsin 40, Iowa 39. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words. If you talk, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect, not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So
here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast skies tonight with snow likely becoming mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 17. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. High of 22. Tomorrow, snow likely. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Esigen will head to the line.
Badgers still shooting 50% in this game, despite being only one of 11 from the three-point arc.
Iowa is 2 of 16. So 3 for 27 combined from the three-point line here this evening. Seagen with 8 points, 1 of 2 at the foul line. Free throw in the air, no good.
Kind of rubbing my eyes because yeah. Don't believe what I've just seen in this game.
1 of 3 from the foul line for Connor Seagen, something we have not said this season. Iowa back on offense. Connor McCaffrey shadowed by Kamari McGee. McCaffrey to the front court, now on the left wing. McCaffrey with a bounce to Rabracha, left of the lane, moves in on Crowell, left block. Rabracha, one pump, goes up right hand, rolls off the right side iron, no good. McCaffrey to the floor, and a timeout taken by Iowa. It's Connor McCaffrey campaigning for a foul. He didn't get that, but Iowa gets a timeout, and this will be a full timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees, from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:26 remaining. It's still Wisconsin 40, Iowa 39. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pop Lots of Lots of Pizza and Pepsi. Iowa using a timeout. Both Fran McCaffrey and Greg Gard have two available. 11:26 remaining. Wisconsin 40, Iowa 39.
Kind of waiting for either Seagen or Pepper to go Tome Naga. That's a proven in this league right now.
It
means light a fire under your team and your crowd.
A kid from Nebraska, K-State Tome Naga, who's just been lighting it up. I want to correct myself. Guard has three timeouts available. McCaffrey has two. Connor McCaffrey, baseline rival inbound. 11:26 to play. 1-point lead, Wisconsin. McCaffrey loops it into Rabracha. And Stephen Crowell at the free throw line, and the handoff intended for Murray, but Tyler Wall got in there and is called for the foul, his second, and the team's third. Iowa has committed just one. Patrick McCaffrey, front court sideline, left will inbound. Patrick gets it into his brother Connor, and the sixth-year senior up top, bounce pass Rabracha. Right wing, Rabracha moving in on Crowell. Back out to Patrick McCaffrey. Throws up a three up top. Missed it too long. Rebound Connor Seagen. And here comes Chucky Hepburn now through the midcourt logo. Badgers move to our right in the second half. Hepburn throwing to Crowell out front. Crowell being hounded by Rabracha. Will be on the three-point line. Now it's Wald off the left wing. Feeds Jordan Davis for three. Right of the circle. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound Rabracha. 10:50 left in the game. 40-39 Wisconsin. Peyton Sanford feeds Rabracha. Flips it back to Sanford. On the dribble. Tied up by Hepper. Oh, nice pass inside. Murray low on the left. Slam dunk. What a feed from Sanford. 41-40 Iowa. 10:35 remaining. Inbounds pass to Hepburn against backcourt pressure. Chucky loops it to Tyler Wall, splits two Iowa defenders. Wall to the line, runs it out of Seagin, flips a three, left corner, good. Hunter Seagin with 11. It's his second three-point hit and his 60th of the season. It ties Brad Davison for the freshman record for three-point hits. Badgers lead 43-41. Connor McCaffrey throws to Murray, feeds Patrick McCaffrey high on the right. Drifts across the top of the circle, throws to Connor McCaffrey on the left wing, turns the corner to the free throw line, and loops a pass out of bounds. It went between Patrick McCaffrey and Chris Murray.
Another rarity, another snapshot for McCaffrey. You just don't see him making those types of mistakes. He made one in the first half, threw the ball right to Wall. This time he threw it to a teammate on the bench.
That's, what, three turnovers for him. Very uncharacteristic. 10 minutes to play, 43-41, Wisconsin. And here's Hepburn walking it through the center circle. It's a screen from Crowell, a hedge from Obracha. Chucky at the top of the circle against Connor McCaffrey. Chucky, left lane line, throws to Klesman against Chris Murray up top. A feed for Esegin, right corner, goes in a Wall, moving in on Patrick McCaffrey. Right block, goes up left hand, nowhere close. Crowell is there, and he got fouled inside. Ooh. They're going to get Philip Obracha with his second foul.
That wasn't a shot pass?
I don't think so.
Or shot lob? That just kind of slipped out of his hands, didn't it? Or was he too far out? He was further out than he thought. Either or.
Somebody opened the door. Here's the inbounds pass. Klesman, three try. Left corner, got it. Max Klesman, his first field goal of the game. 46-41, Wisconsin, 9:25 remaining. And that represents the largest lead of the night for the home team at 5 points. Connor McCaffrey out high, a bounce to a curling Murray. Stops left block against Crowell, who cut him off. Throws to Connor McCaffrey at the top of the circle. Hepburn defending. A screen from Obracha. Connor McCaffrey knocked away. Hepburn diving to the floor. McCaffrey, Hepburn. It goes off of Chucky and out of bounds to Iowa with 5 of the shot clock. And Chucky Hepburn just has a knack on the defensive end of disrupting. Patrick McCaffrey will inbound, 9:04 to play, 5 to shoot, 46-41 Wisconsin. Sideline right, Patrick McCaffrey gets the ball from DJ Carstensen, inbounds Obracha, hands it back to McCaffrey, and an illegal screen on Obracha that knocked Klesman in the next week. And Max says, give me that again, I'm good. He pops up with a smile on his face.
Yeah, there's something instinctive about the way Klesman plays that he kind of had a handle on what was going to happen on that play before the ball was even inbounded.
Chris Murray sits down. Here comes Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. 9 minutes to play, 46-41, the Badgers. Crowell against Obracha, an offensive foul on Crowell as Obracha maybe sold it a little bit, but it looked like there was some contact. Greg Gard not pleased, maybe thinking it could have been a cylinder foul there.
Yeah, I would like to see it myself. He did get the elbow in the face. Didn't get a good look.
Yeah, I think the coaches wanted the cylinder. You get so tight that a player can't make a basketball move, and that's the Badger complaint. Inside feed for Obracha, low on the left, two pumps, goes up, missed it, tipped, good. Followed his own miss. 46-43 Wisconsin with 8:38 remaining. And here comes Tyler Wall for the Badgers. That foul on Crowell, his third, by the way. Klesman out front. Stevie avoided that third foul for quite a while. Crowell has the ball now, top of the circle. Crowell leaves it for Klesman, left of the wheel of the shot fake. He got fouled by Connor McCaffrey, and he knew it. That's the second on Connor. 8:19 to play, 46-43, Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore will check in for the Badgers for Crowell. We're coming up on the under eight. Greg Gard buying some time here for Crowell. 8:19 remaining. 3-point lead for the Badgers. Largest lead for Wisconsin, 5. Largest lead for Iowa, 6. Here's Chucky, left corner for 3, and he drills it. Hepburn's first 3 of the game, and now a 6-point lead for the Badgers, 49-43. 8:08 remaining. Tony Perkins goes to Patrick McCaffrey, into Obracha, mid-post right against Gilmore. Obracha, dig from Klesman, tight double team. Out to Connor McCaffrey, open 3, right side, around it out, no good. Rebound, Tony Perkins, muscles it up low on the left, around the rim and in. Perkins with 11, 49-45 Wisconsin, 7:45 remaining. Tyler Wall up the floor for the Badgers along the left sideline. Throws it to Klesman, turns to Hepburn, high on the right. Chucky off the Gilmore screen, a hedge from Abracha. Chucky left of the circle, kills the dribble, bounces the Wall, backing on Connor McCaffrey. At the left block, Wall backs, finds Hepburn in the lane, and Chucky got sent to the floor. Foul is called. And that'll be against Tony Perkins at the under eights media timeout. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. What do you know? The Badgers are in a close game. What else is new? From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:27 to play. Wisconsin 49, Iowa 45. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
And for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Another day, another tight game for the Wisconsin Badgers. 7 minutes and 27 seconds left at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 49, Iowa 45.
The Badgers have hit five of their last seven shots, including a hat trick of threes from Asijan, Klesman, and Hepburn. Meanwhile, the struggles continue for Iowa at the three-point line. Over the last two games now, 5 of 42.
Again, they were 35% in Big Ten play coming in. Chucky Hepburn, baseline rival inbound, looking, loops it into Gilmore, is almost deflected by Rabracha. Now Chucky has it again, right of the circle, feeds Carter Gilmore in the right wing. Gilmore dribbles off the wing, Gilly in the lane, pivots, one pump, mid-post left, fades, flips, around the rim and in for Carter Gilmore, his first points. 51-45, Wisconsin. Murray wide open, lines up a three, left wing, off the right side, iron, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. 7 minutes to play, 51-45, Wisconsin.
That's a gift, right, when he misses that shot?
Big time gift. Asijan feeds Klesman right wing, bounce pass Wall. Baseline right against Rabracha, backing his Wall, backing near the block, turns baseline, whistle, and a foul called on Rabracha. And that's going to be his fourth. So a decision for Fran McCaffrey, and he's not going to wait. He's going to send Connor McCaffrey back in the game. So Rabracha with 13 points, 7 rebounds, and he'll sit down with 4 fouls. 6:47 to play, 51-45 Wisconsin. Hepburn, baseline rifle inbound. Chucky goes into Wall, high on the rights. Wall hands it back to Hepburn. Hepburn against Connor McCaffrey. Chucky trying to cross him over. It's at the free throw line. It's deflected. Now Asijan for three. Left side in and out. No good. Rebound Chris Murray. There's 6.5 minutes to play. Tony Perkins, right side front court. Matched up with Klesman. Perkins, left hand flip for Connor McCaffrey. Holds it off the right hip. And flips it back to Perkins with 6:20 to play. Badgers up six. Perkins off the Murray screen. Hepburn works over to throw to Connor McCaffrey. Shot clock at 10. McCaffrey between the arcs. Beats Sanford. Tough three. Left of the circle. It's short. Rebound Hepburn for Wisconsin. Shucky to the front court. 6:05 to play. 51-45 the Badgers. Hepburn against Perkins. High on the right. Throwing to Klusman. Max brings the top of the circle. Gives off to Asijan. Quick pass Gilmore. Top of the arc. A pass for Hepburn. High on the left. Nothing inside yet. Hepburn puts it on the deck. And he is fouled by Perkins. Chucky taking him on the dribble, off the dribble. And Perkins is called for his second foul.
Quite a battle, hasn't it been, between Perkins and Hepburn?
Yeah, two tough dudes.
They get right into it.
Team foul number seven on Iowa. Badgers have committed four. Hepburn gets a 1-1. The Badgers just 3 of 7 at the foul line tonight. Hepburn is 1 out of 2. He has 8 points, 4 boards, 4 dimes. 70% foul shooter coming into the game is Hepburn. And the sophomore lines it up. The front end is around the rim and in. 52-45, Wisconsin with 5:48 remaining. Second free throw coming up for Hepburn. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. 53-45, Wisconsin, 5:48 to play. Perkins, front court, quick drive off the right wing, finger roll around it out, no good. Follow tip, no, but he was sent to the floor by Carter Gilmore. And Tony Perkins will go to the free throw line. Gilmore the foul, his first, team's fifth.
It's amazing how effective Perkins at 6'4 is around the rim.
Yep.
Right in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Just takes on the big bodies.
11 points, but he's needed 14 shots to get there tonight. But he's so tough. It was a couple of rebounds. Does a lot of things really well as he hits the first free throw, and he is 4 of 4 at the foul line tonight. 76% coming into the game. 53-46 Wisconsin, 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Second free throw is good. And the lead down to 6 for Wisconsin. Full court press on. Inbounds pass for Hepburn is deflected out of bounds by Perkins. Badgers with just 1 second-half turnover here so far after 8 in the first half. Wall looking to get it into Klusman along the sideline in front of Fran McCaffrey. Klusman dribbles out of traffic to the line. Down the lane, feeds to Seagen. Low on the left and flipped it up and got fouled. Nothing more he could do. He knew he was going to get hit, so throw it up and see what happens. And Chris Murray picks up his third foul, and let's see if Asijan can get things squared away at the free throw line.
Just such a good play by Klesman, though. Just outracing Patrick McCaffrey to the other end to set up Asijan.
And dribbled out of traffic. First free throw for Connor is straight through.
Those are the little things, and we've talked about it throughout the year, that Klesmet brings to the team that you won't find in the box score.
Winning plays. Second free throw is Seagin. Nothing but net. 55-47 Wisconsin. 5.5 minutes remaining. Tony Perkins outside right. Finds Connor McCaffrey. Open three. Left of the circle. Clip the left side iron. No good. Rebound Klesmet. 5:20 remaining. Badgers up 8. And the Hawkeyes continue to come up dry from long range. Gilmore up top for Wisconsin. Bounce pass to Hepburn against Perkins. Along the right sideline. Chucky dribbles off the wing. Stops at the free throw line. Now twisting, fading, flipping. And it's off the rim and in for Chucky Hepburn. It hit all of the rim and went through. 57-47 Wisconsin. 4:55 remaining. Sanford throwing to Chris Murray at the left point. A pass for Sanford. Top of the circle against Asijan. Feeds Murray. Open three. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Asijan the rebound. Outlet Hepburn. Chucky up the middle and out of the front court. Glides off to the right side. 4:38 to play. Badgers up by 10. Hepburn along the right sideline as he backpedals near the mid-stripe. Shot clock is at 15. Hepburn with a right-hand hip-high dribble. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn now glides between the circles. Chucky inside. Gilmore low on the right layup. Good. 59-47 Wisconsin with 4:15 remaining. Perkins left of the wheel for Iowa. Right-hand toss for Patrick McCaffrey. He'll find Connor McCaffrey. Right side, deep three. Nope. Rebound fought for. Loose. Murray has it. Low on the left. Throws it up and missed it. Rebound. Tyler Wall. One of those nights for the Hawkeyes, a very good offensive team, but it has struggled mightily, just 32% for the field and 2 of 23 from long range. Job not done yet, though, if you follow this Wisconsin team. Shot clock at 10, and Hepburn gets fouled on the left side above the three-point arc. As we are now at the under 4 media timeout. Peyton Sanford called for that foul as we'll step away. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3 minutes, 41 seconds to play. Wisconsin 59, Iowa 47. Back in a moment, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Third double-double of the season for Tyler Wall. 10 points and 11 rebounds. 5 of 8 from the field so far tonight. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:41 remaining. Wisconsin 59, Iowa 47.
So in the last three games, including this one against Iowa, Tyler Wall is now 20 of 29 from the field. 20 of 29, 16, 21, and 10 points. Here tonight. I think the secret to guarding Chris Murray is not guarding Chris Murray.
I guess.
My goodness, he's had open shots here in the second half.
Yeah, it's that line. You could be too open at times, and he's been too open at times here tonight, but that's the beauty and the curse of the three-point line. Badgers 4 of 16 from the arc. Hawkeyes 2 of 23. Chucky Hepburn will be stepping to the free throw line for two shots. Hepburn with 12 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. It's a 1-1. Beg your pardon. He missed the front end. Connor McCaffrey the rebound. Quickly up the floor is Perkins. Off the right wing. Klesman defending. Perkins in the lane and just avoids a 3-second violation. Gets a pass out to Connor McCaffrey. Now Sanford left of the circle shooting. Missing rebound. Tyler Wall. Another board for Wall. That's 12. And Connor McCaffrey went to the floor hard feeling it, but he gets back up and rejoins the game. Now Hepburn throws to Wall, feeds a siege on the left side. Connor, baseline left, in traffic, up over Murray, no good. Gilmore flying in for the offensive rebound. Low on the right, out of there to Klesman. And the Badgers will use a timeout with 9 on the shot clock, 3:05 of the game clock. It's 59-47, Wisconsin leading Iowa. We'll keep it here.
We talked a little bit about it earlier with Carter Gilmore, that he understands his role. It's been that way since he came to Wisconsin, especially this year. But we've seen, I think, a little bit more aggressive Gilly here tonight on the offensive end. He's taken some shots. He had to take the first one because of a shot clock running down. But he's looking a little bit more towards the rim, and he's just made the Badgers more efficient offensively when he does those types of things.
He flew in there to with that board. In the meantime, Fran McCaffrey using the timeout to get his 2 cents in with DJ Karstensen. McCaffrey was thrown out of Sunday's game at Northwestern.
Can I read that was his first technical since 2018?
No.
That was, I thought,
really?
I saw that. Yeah.
First technical or first ejection?
I thought a first technical.
Huh.
Because he got kicked out of a game here, right?
He did, yeah. Max Klesman, sideline left, will inbound. Goes into Hepburn, shot clock at 9. Hepburn at the center circle. High screen, Gilmore, 5 of the shot clock. Hepburn double team, throwing to Gilmore. Got to shoot it, Gilly. Right corner, 3 is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall throws it out to Gilmore, who saves it to Asijan. What hustle! 2:50 remaining. Asijan bounces to Gilmore, left of the lane. As Asijan got checked to the floor. What hustle from the Wisconsin Badgers to keep that possession alive.
You know, this is in the context we were talking earlier about a Klesman play, which you labeled fittingly too, a winning play. Those are two winning plays. Those are hustle plays. That's what you got to do. You have to win the 50-50s, which Wall and Gilmore did there to save the possession.
They get the foul on Connor McCaffrey, his third. Carter Gilmore is at the foul line, and he misses the first free throw, so it wasn't Asijan who was fouled, it was Gilmore. Carter, not a lot of attempts. This will be his 20th free throw attempt of the season. Second free throw for Gilly is too long, no good. Sanford the rebound. Badgers up 12 with 2:40 remaining. Here's Euless off the right wing, cut off by Gilmore at the block, and a whistle and a timeout taken by Iowa as again Gilmore with the defensive work. Timeout Fran McCaffrey with 2:36 to play, 59-47 Wisconsin. Iowa has missed 9 of its last 10 shots. We mentioned this is a team that scores 80 a game, but at Nebraska at the end of December, it was held to 50 in a 66-50 loss to the Huskers. They were still trying to get Chris Murray back. He had just missed a few games, a foot injury, including that first matchup against Wisconsin on December 11th.
To hold Murray to 5 points, and in part, in large part, Tyler Wall has been responsible much of the night. To hold him to 5 points is incredible.
2 for 10 is Chris Murray in this game. Aaron Euless, baseline rival inbound. Euless looking, finds Sanford. Moves in on a season, throws it up and around the rim and in for Peyton Sanford. He has 10, 59-49 Wisconsin, 2.5 minutes remaining. Well, the Badgers were up 8 with about this much time left in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes rallied to tie, and now Wall gets fouled by Sanford near half court. And matter of fact, in their first game, Iowa covered that 8-point deficit in the final minute of regulation.
McCaffrey hit the big 3, yeah. Patrick.
Badgers helped him, but struggling at the free throw line. Tyler Wall with his first free throw attempts here. They're in the double bonus. Badgers still have one more foul to give. First free throw for Wall is good. And it's 60-49 Wisconsin with 2 minutes and 22 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 8 of 15 at the foul line here tonight. Second free throw coming up for Wall. As the rim sends it, and it rattles out, no good. Klesman trying to get the offensive rebound, could not. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. Badgers up 11 with 2:21 remaining. Aaron Euless up the floor for the Hawkeyes. Hepburn waits for him at the three-point line. Right of the circle is Euless, still pounding the dribble and surveying the defense. Now he'll snap off a 3, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound tipped up, no, and it's Asijan gathering for Wisconsin. He got fouled by Murray. And Connor Asijan will shoot 2 at the other end with the Badgers up 11 with 2:07 remaining.
Fifth rebound for Asijan in this game. It tends to happen with your guards if you're putting a body on the block on some of the other players, the taller players. Those guards have to sweep in and get the boards, and that's what Asijan did on that play.
Chris Murray picks up his 4th foul. Asijan with 13 points to lead the way for the Badgers. 3 of 5 at the free throw line. So a couple of threes tonight. First attempt at the line is good for Connor Asijan. Badgers are at Michigan on Sunday, 1 o'clock tip Central Time at the Chrysler Center. Patrick McCaffrey checking in for Connor McCaffrey. Second free throw is Asijan is good. 62-49, Wisconsin, 2:05 remaining. Here's Perkins, runs into a C-Gen, and they will get a foul on... No, a charge. They will call a charge. I wasn't sure there. Tony Perkins picks up the offensive foul. That is his third.
Well, you had to wait. A couple of number 11s were in that collision.
Yeah. Yep, Max Klesman took the hit. Press continues. Wall inbounds to Hepburn. Chucky gets out of the trap. Throws it to Gilmore, the man in the middle. Now finds Asijan, front court left side. And Asijan splits two defenders. Connor gives off to Klesman. Down to a minute 50 remaining. 62-49, Wisconsin. Klesman against Patrick McCaffrey near half court along the right sideline. Klesman rocks the dribble. 10 on the shot clock. Klesman throwing to Hepburn, left of the circle. 5 to shoot. Hepburn for 3, and it clipped the right side iron. No good. Rebound. Trying to save McCaffrey. Threw at the wall. And the Badgers get a fresh 20. And they're going to make sure they're going to get a fresh 30 because of Patrick McCaffrey had established possession. It wasn't a tip. So now it's 29 on the shot clock, a minute 30 on the game clock, and the Badgers are up by 13. Klesman inbounds to Asijan. Connor between the circles. Against Connor McCaffrey, Asijan at the free throw line, and now he peels it back outside the three-point arc. Passes it to Hepburn, right of the center circle, 18 on the shot clock. And as Chucky gets a high screen from Gilmore, if he wants it, he'll turn it down against Euless. Defending, slips it to Gilmore, throwing to Asijan. Connor baseline left, flips it up, right hand, good. Asijan with the take. Inbounds pass, it deflected out of bounds. We have 102 remaining, 64-49 Wisconsin. They're on their feet at the Kohl Center. On an icy night in Madison, really good turnout given the weather, and they've been entertained here tonight. Euless for 3, straight away, good for Aaron Euless. 64-52 Wisconsin, 54.4 seconds remaining. And Iowa continuing to apply the press. Wall inbounds it to Klesman. Max in the backcourt. He's across the lane underneath his own hoop. Darts a long pass that sails over everybody and out of bounds. 47.1 remaining.
Only a little more work on closing out an opponent.
Yeah, right. Only the second turnover of the half for Wisconsin. Badgers up 12, down to 45 seconds to play. Euless high on the right, feeds Patrick McCaffrey. Left side three is an air ball, and it goes out of bounds to Wisconsin with 39.2 seconds remaining.
You know they're in a funk when McCaffrey throws up an air ball on a three.
Yeah. Tyler Wall will inbound to Asijan. Let's see if Iowa calls it off now, and it looks like it will. 33 in the game clock, and Connor Asijan on the dribble as Iowa waving the white flag now. We got 25 in the game clock, 17 on the shot clock, 64-52 Wisconsin. And Asijan, the uncontested dribble at the center circle, glides off to the left. I don't think they're even going to want a shot here. 5 on the shot clock. Guard saying no shot. They'll just take the violation here. And with 8.7 seconds to play, Greg Gard can do something he's rarely been able to do. He'll get the bench players, the scout teamers out there. Ross Candelino, along with Justin Taphorn, Chris Hodges, and Isaac Gard out there for Wisconsin. Isaac Lindsay as well. 8.7 seconds remaining, 64-52, Wisconsin. Badgers about to get a sweep of the Iowa Hawkeyes in this regular season series. Euless brings it up, down to 5 seconds to play. Euless throws a Patrick McCaffrey, tries a 3 left side, off the rim, no good. Candelino the rebound, and the Badgers get a 12-point win on the home floor tonight.
Midway through the second half, Murray scored one of his infrequent baskets for the Hawkeyes, and Iowa led 41-40. And the game turned on the three ball. three hits from Wisconsin, three different players. It was Connor Asijan who got that stretch going, followed by Klesmet, then Hepburn. During that span, the Badgers hit five of seven shots and were able to expand their lead. And Iowa never figured it out from the three-point arc. That's two games in a row now in which the Hawkeyes combined in those two games, the loss to Northwestern and the loss here to the Badgers tonight, are 6 of 52.
Yikes.
From the arc.
Yikes. So we talk about Wisconsin shooting troubles. This is an Iowa team that is the best scoring team in the Big Ten, both overall and in conference play. Shoots the three well enough. Doesn't rely on it as much as Wisconsin. But my goodness, just 3 for 28 from long range here tonight. That's how this game works sometimes. They'll go home and play Michigan State this weekend, and who knows? They may not miss from long range. That's not Wisconsin's problem here this evening. Final score, Wisconsin 64, Iowa 52. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Little forest adventure?
Yeah!
We're here.